From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 25, 2015. A combination of weather patterns is causing wholesale die-offs of fish in many Texas farm ponds and lakes. Today I talked with Dr. Billy Higginbotham, AgriLife Extension Wildlife Specialist, Overton.
The weather conditions that we've experienced over the northern part of Texas over the last week have been conducive for a number of farm pond fish-related oxygen kills. And as a result, many pond owners have lost part or all of their fish populations. Typically, in our summer months, the warmer water will hold less oxygen, so oxygen depletions are much more common. But when we couple the weather events that we've had recently, such as several hot, still, cloudy days in a row, no photosynthesis is occurring in the ponds to produce oxygen, the still conditions, no wave action, also not contributing to oxygen production in the ponds, coupled with those weather events of cloudiness, we also had some heavy thunderstorms accompany the front that came through last week. And as a result, many ponds, the watersheds received as much as 3 inches of rain in a very short period of time. Now, these cold thunderstorms, that cold rainwater cools down that warmer, lighter layer of water. And when that temperature of that warmer, lighter layer reaches the same temperature as the cooler, heavier layer on the bottom of the ponds, the two layers mix. And as a result, this stirs up organic matter off the bottom of the ponds. Oxygen's consumed in that decomposition process. And again, oxygen can be sapped to the point that a fish die-off occurs.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.